So, hello, Jean Marie. I see you are already queued up and ready to talk.
Oh,
how are
hi,
you?
And, hey, listen, just quickly, I am going in the morning, about 10:20, for the very first cataract removal on my left eye. And I would just like to be held in the heart and soul of each person, blessing givers, and so forth.
We certainly will. And we bless.
Easy peasy, but I haven't been through it yet, so I want to.
Either my husband has, and it was successful, at least as much as could be.
Sure.
And it didn't cause him a lot of distress. It was a very tolerable procedure and after procedure. So we hold you in our heart and wish you the best, not only for your physical vision, but to improve your vision on all levels.
Exactly. I understand that.
Okay, dear. Well, thanks for letting us be part of your experience and your life. Is there anyone else who would like to sign in on our call and be part of our opening session? This is always the best time to do it while we're waiting for everyone to arrive. Usually by about 15 minutes after the hour, most people are here and they want to hear what I've got to say today. But we love to hear from our community because it warms the room and allows us to know each other better. So, well, until somebody decides to be on, I will just move into my little statement. I've been having a lot of fun preparing our class for today. It's called The Balance of Life, What It Takes to Be Happy. And, in fact, it's just been a wonderful exercise in consciously reviewing all the things that are part of being happy and how I accelerate my happiness by utilizing the combination of quality and quantity in the very most effective way. So it's been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it today, and I may bring you some highlights in our message. All depends on how the questions go. But we have somebody from area code 352, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Regina DeBoer from Florida, and I just want to thank. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for your wonderful book. I've just started rereading Jesus Speaks, and it's just phenomenal. And I wondered if everyone could hold a dear friend of mine in prayer. She's come down with meningitis, and she's in intensive care in the hospital.
And oh, my goodness. What's her name?
Her name is Christine.
Christine. Okay. So we will hold Christine in our thoughts and our prayers as well. And know that she is in the arms of God. And as we lift her up to a higher level of energy, more answers will come to those who care for her.
Amen. Thank you so much. Bless
you. You are so welcome. Now, is there anyone else? Otherwise, I'll just be here being the... Okay, hi, Suzanne. You're on. Suzanne, your line is open. Hello, Suzanne. You may need to unmute your own telephone. I can hear you. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I sure can. I can hear you all along.
This is Reverend Gloria Wallace in Australia.
Well, hello, Reverend Gloria. It's so
hello.
Good to hear from you.
It's lovely. I've been tuning in when I can, and have started a home church, and I'd love to have everyone hold us in your hearts based on the messages of Jeshua, teachings of Jeshua, especially based on what has been transmitted to you, Glenda. So just wanted you to know that over here.
I'm so glad to hear it. And, yes, indeed, we will lift you up for the best possible benefit and growth experience.
Thank you. And I also would like to ask everyone to hold my sister Sheila in Dayton, Ohio, in their prayers because she just continues to have one struggle after another, and it's hard for her to let go of that. So,
you know, that is a problem we get into in life sometimes, and that's something we're actually going to be talking about.
Yes, that's why I wanted to bring
our course
today. Healing work with her.
We can get into a place where we have so lost our balance that we keep falling into the flat tire, so to speak.
Well, it's been almost all of her life, and it was modeled for us by our parents, and so it's hard to let those programs go.
You know, it's time that she did, and we do hold her in our prayers. So thanks for asking for that, Gloria, and it's so nice to hear from you.
It's so nice to hear, to actually connect with you, Glenda. I really cherish it.
It was a pleasure working with you on your ministry course and helping to launch your future into this work.
Thank you.
And while because Gloria was on the phone showing you what she's doing, we are always open to applications for others who want to be a Spiritist minister, who want to start, let's say, a home church or even something larger. Go to our website, originalchurch.org. Take a look at who we are and what we offer. It's a good thing to at least know, even if you don't feel quite ready to take that step right now. And also, those of you who considered enrolling in our happiness webinar, but it might have just slipped out of your memory and you forgot to do it, well, we have 4 places open. And, of course, the webinar starts at 5 o'clock Central Time today, so there is still time. I will send you your welcome letter, and we'll get you in. It's a fabulous, fabulous orientation to life, because happiness is something we feel that we either don't have, or if we have, it's come to us through external sources of supply or stimulation. And some people have more of it than others. We can even feel that happiness has just abandoned our life and we'll never have it again. The fact is, happiness is indigenous to life. If you think that's not true, take a look at a bird singing on a branch. Take a look at the dogs and the cats you know in life. You might have an elder dog with arthritis, and maybe their eyesight isn't so good, but the minute they notice you walk into the room, that little tail wags, and there's no question they are happy. You see, we begin to block our happiness because of experiences in life that make us feel threatened in our happiness. We feel vulnerable in it. So we start protecting this little jewel of heavenly experience we were born with. We all come in to life with a dowry from God. If you don't believe that, then go look at a newborn baby. Newborn babies are always happy. Now, that happiness might be momentarily intercepted by the fact they need to let us know that they're hungry or they need changing or something is causing them discomfort. But have you ever noticed how fast they return to happiness when their needs are met? It's like a coyote after a rabbit. I mean, it's instant. Instant return to happiness. And life is wired. It's prefigured to be in a state of happiness. We could wonder how the little animals endure the harsh winters, the predators, the challenges they have to their life. But the fact is, it's happiness that's indwelling that gives them every moment of their life that is positive as a gift from God. An interesting way of illustrating that is someone recently dumped a little kitten on our property. We've got about 2 acres and a privacy fence, and they probably thought there was a good chance somebody here could rescue and protect that little kitten. So they left it, and one of our blessing givers found it up a tree. We called it down, and I gave it some shelter and food. And, of course, my first instinct was to look for a no-kill shelter, someplace where I could take the kitten and possibly have it adopted out for a home. But as I got to know the little kitten, what endeared her most to me is how docile she was, even in her abandonment, how happy she was just to see me, even in her abandonment, with no one else to play with, no one else to hold her or cuddle her. She was still inherently happy. She was well-behaved. She was intelligent. And she did all the things that really encouraged me to think, what a great little character to bring into our life. Now, this illustrates something that we're going to talk about in depth in our seminar, and that is that happiness is actually the cause of success, not the other way around. She weaved her way into our life to the point that, well, we don't know for sure if she will be a permanent family member, but we've taken her to get her vaccinations, and she's now in the house, and we're introducing her to our other kitties, and we're taking one day at a time. And the other, it's so funny because the other kitties are anxious about her and a little bit annoyed. But she is not frightened at all. She tries to make friends. She tries to go up to them. She's the happiest little character you might ever want to know. So what is she doing? She's actually enjoying her native God-given state of happiness and not allowing these terribly challenging events of her life to impair that happiness. And actually, the challenges were extreme, and she probably wouldn't have made it if I hadn't noticed something happening. The first night, the temperatures dropped a little bit. There was an owl outside our window, and she had moved outside the garage, and I knew that the owl was taunting her to come just close enough to make dinner for the owl. And then the next night, I heard a coyote outside our fence making his claims to whatever was available. So I know she wouldn't have made it, but she did because she was such a little glowing light of happiness. And whatever her destiny is, it will be guided by her inner strength in that happiness. I think this is one of the things that Yeshua was teaching us when he said to have just the faith of a grain of mustard seed. And he would tell us about the lilies of the valley, that they don't struggle, they don't toil, and yet they're arrayed in splendid garments, and they're provided for their life by the abundance of God. And eventually, yes, the grasses are mowed down, and they make room for next year's grasses. But while they are here, when they enjoy the sunshine and the rain, and they enjoy the fact that the birds gather their seeds, are nourished by them, and carry their seeds to far off places, the grasses are happy. This is the indwelling state of happiness that was given to all of us. We are the ones that actually create unhappiness when we don't know how to protect or honor or master that potential of happiness that we were all given by God. So I see that Eva's come on the call. Hi, Eva. You're here. Oh, just a minute. You're unmuted now.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. Yes, I a request also for to add to our list for a blessing, and her name is Doris Brooks. She's been in and out of the hospital quite a lot. She was last year. She was in for several months, I believe. Was doing rather well, and then now she's back in the hospital again. And so I would like if we could hold her in our blessings, and hopefully she can overcome a blood disorder and a kidney infection and numerous things which they don't really know what the problem is. And also her husband, Art, who is one of my choir members, it's very difficult for the family also. So keep the family and Doris in our prayers and blessings.
We certainly will, Eva, and thanks for letting us be of service. We know that when we bring in more positive energy from Christ and from the Holy Spirit, we increase the likelihood that positive answers will be found and applied, and more will be reached for and applied until there is a change of condition that brings new hope. And sometimes the way the blessings work is exactly like that. We feel good after we receive them. We're not sure what was done, what happened, but we know that something has changed in our relationship to life and our potential to bring goodness into our life. All we have to do is receive that in faith, allow that to become a new source of hope, and then be mindful and attentive in the days ahead for little positive changes. You know, one of the things I've noticed about the spiritual nature of humans is that we love transformation. Sometimes we're a little bit afraid of the big transformations that could happen to us if we had a sudden epiphany, or if we suddenly met Christ, or if we had a direct experience with God. And sometimes we actually, can shy away from these major, major experiences. But we love the little ones that give us courage and hope and confidence that the goodness of life is with us. I'm going to break for just a minute. So, hi, I'm back, everybody. So, even in the midst of inspirational revelations, sometimes we need to cough. And that's okay. Let's don't become discouraged with the little minor setbacks in life, because sometimes they just need to happen. It's part of the process of living. And when we accept the little minor road bumps, traffic bumps, as we call them, when we can rise above the small levels of discouragement, we don't build a big situation into our life that blocks our happiness. You know, I had a really big setback in one of my joys in life when I moved down here to the coast, and that's gardening. I learned to love this from my mother, and then had my own version of a green thumb. But I had never worked with soil that used to be a sandy beach that is still rich with salt. So the alkalinity of the soil, the lack of any nitrogen nutrients, and the composting of organic topsoil was so absent. Everything I put out died. And I thought, oh, no, what am I going to do? I thought that was part of the joy of having 2 acres, is I would be able to garden it. Well, so I just set that aside and thought, okay, so be it for now. I'm going to talk to the gardening people locally. I'm going to talk to the farm and ranch agents, see what they have to say about it. I'm going to learn. I'm going to let nature talk to me. And I drove around and looked at other homes that were successfully growing certain things and not others. I talked to people and neighbors, and slowly by slowly I learned how to be adaptable to this area, how to do what works here. And sometimes that's what we have to do. When I would teach at the at the university, I had to adapt to different interest levels of my students and what I thought and hoped it would be like to reach them with enthusiasm for the subject I would teach. Sometimes got a blank stare on my first day in class, especially when a course in art history was filled by the members of the OU football team. You can't imagine how much of a level of disinterest and board enforcement, they stared back at me like, do we really have to put up with this for a whole semester? Well, I just took a look at what would make them happy. I knew that the one thing I could count on is that everybody wants to be happy. You just have to find out. That includes plants, like the plants I've been telling you about in my garden. Everything, everybody is essentially indigenously happy, and they want to find their happiness roots in life. So I took a look at, well, their happiness is football. So I asked them to meet me on the quadrangle the next day with their football. They looked shocked, but they met me. We had a really happy time letting them teach me how to throw a pass and other things, and then I turned that into their lesson. So there's something about happiness that draws its power from life, from compassion, from respecting others and what they need, and our willingness to be just a little bit adaptable in how we approach it. Now, as you receive blessings from Christ and the Holy Spirit, you will be given a whole influx of energy that will have a mind of its own about what it does in your life. And if in your prayer you're asking for $100 to pay the light bill, that may not come. But what may come is a friend who has a friend who knows how you can get a new, better job, which is a more permanent and lasting solution. So be open to the possibility that this energy will bring you to new realizations, new opportunities. Look for them. Be open to receiving. And for those of you who are new, the blessing is actually given through Christ and the Holy Spirit, with you in a somewhat passive receiver's position, but not entirely passive, because we ask that you be in prayer during the time that the blessing is being conveyed. However prayer is for you. For some people, it's a silent attunement with God. For others, it's a joyful alignment with love. For some, it's speaking the questions and the request aloud. For some people, it's holding those you love in your heart. However prayer is for you, be in that prayer as we offer the blessing. Once the blessing is complete, go and rest and receive the blessing and allow it to bring a fresh new potential of energy, of love, of opportunity, of healing, and connections into your life. Whatever those may turn out to be will be unique for each person. We have blessing givers that will join us from literally around the world, and we do not convey our energy into the blessing. We are, well, like satellite towers, if you will. We attract the signals and convert them into the energy that is most likely to be absorbed by those in need, by our human field of energy attraction. Most of us have lost our energetic connection with prayer. It's become something we do when we need something or we hurt. And so often we pray from our hurt, from our loss. And instead of praying from the potential of all that we hope to receive, we pray from the energy of what we don't have. And that's why most of our prayers do not work, or at least they only work minimally, or they become delayed in their answering. And we know from experience with people who receive Christ's blessing that this blessing will quicken and speed and accelerate the blessings you receive for whatever area of your life is important to you now. So I will start the blessing and be in prayer, honoring Yeshua. If you will allow your attention to fall into your heart and just be there in quiet surrender, being open to be filled by the Holy Spirit, by Christ, by the love of God, we will conduct the energy for you to receive. When we are finished, we'll let you know, and then you go and rest and receive and let it do its work for at least 10 minutes or longer, and then allow it to do its work without too much questioning in the next few days and weeks. Just be attentive to when positive changes are occurring. Express your gratitude and your pleasure for when you see a benefit that you have received. Let us begin. Blessing givers, I would ask that you join me now. And we open our hearts to Christ. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us and in us, to flow through us and through us to others. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your enduring love, your enduring presence with us in all our days, happy and sad, challenged and fulfilled. We know that you are with us, allowing us to have the experiences we need. And we ask that we can be more closely united with you so that we can see your promise fulfilled, that you will never leave us. And in your presence, we are closer to all the blessings of God. We are closer to our fulfillment, the love that life endowed us with, the community which supports us, and all who would see us in a better way for the betterment and the love and the happiness of us all. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin our blessing together. The conveyance of your blessing is now complete. Go and rest and receive and be joined with that energy which has been given to you in love by the Holy Spirit, by Christ, and God the Father. Amen. And bye-bye.